This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The UN Security Council condemned the bombing outside a shopping center in Benghazi, Libya, that left three UN staffers dead and several other people wounded. The blast occurred outside a shopping mall where people were gathering supplies to celebrate a Muslim holiday. Bintou Keita is the UN Assistant Secretary General for Peace Operations.
This horrific attack came at a time when people in Benghazi were preparing for the Eid al-Adha holiday. In an area supposedly under full security control of General Haftar's Libyan National Army Forces.
The Benghazi Municipal Council said the attack targeted a convoy for the UN support mission in Libya. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack, which came just 1 month after two bomb-laden vehicles detonated in Benghazi. Police used tear gas on protesters in Hong Kong after anti-government marchers went ahead in two areas of the Chinese territory Saturday in defiance of an official ban. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
Police leveled tear gas canisters at a crowd of some 1,000 people in an evening standoff at a commuter rail station in Tai Wai in the northern region of New Territories. In a separate incident, tear gas was fired at protesters who surrounded a police station on the northern side of Hong Kong's harbour. Also, protesters have blocked an entrance to a tunnel that carries traffic under the harbour. Hong Kong is in its ninth week of demonstrations that began in response to a proposed extradition law, but have expanded to include other grievances and demands for more democratic freedoms. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
At least five people were killed, several injured after a rocket explosion on an Arctic naval test range in Russia. Authorities there say about 29 miles reported in a rise in radiation levels, and people were panic purchasing.